It's called Cafe Anyway. Here we are. Wonderful.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3326. Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on Earth in Atlanta, Maritopica. Wow, it was a hot day and I got hot. And I'm super now definitely not just pale. I got lots of color in my face. And I guess I don't have to go outside for the rest of the day to try and
Mike's Daily Podcast
consume, and what's it, what is it, the vitamin G E Z
Mike's
F
Daily,
one of those vitamins from Sun
Podcast.
I'm processing all of that,
yeah,
and feeling oh so great as we are here getting close to, perhaps you're listening to this after the summer solstice, which that's when summer starts and all that fun stuff.
Matthew's News.
Oh, we have so much fascinating Matthew's News to get to. So let's do that. And oh, we didn't do a podcast on Friday because of Juneteenth. As you may know, it is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. This according to the official website of the historic event. Other than marking a pivotal date of significance in American history, Juneteenth also serves as an opportunity for African Americans to cherish their culture and heritage. It's more than 155 years old, and it celebrates the liberation of African Americans from slavery in the U.S. The reason it's being celebrated on June 19th is because on this day in 1865, Major General Gordon Granger of the Union Army landed in Texas, and he brought the news that the Civil War had ended and all slaves were free. The proclamation declaring the abolishment of slavery was issued on January 1st.
And here's today's podcast picture.
2 years earlier, January 1st, 1863. So this was June 19th of 1865, when Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the abolishment of slavery in the nation's third year of an ongoing civil war known as the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring that all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state shall then be thenceforward forever free. So, the late great Basil the Boxer. I don't think when they made it a national holiday, I think that was during Biden's administration. So I think that might be the late great Basil the Boxer probably didn't officially ever get to celebrate June 19th or Juneteenth, but I may have read in my history book at one point, so he knew some of this information. Anyway, Cafe Anyway. The podcast picture is of Benicia, which used to be the capital of California years ago and has its own humongous history that you can walk around and see. There are little plaques regarding certain things, historical landmarks there in Benicia. See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com of a very bizarre house that I guess it's the ruins of a house that was out on the water and a dock. Don't know the whole history of this, but the name of the park there is Arneson Park.
Life,
yeah.
Grand.
And Basil had been to that park years ago. But see that cool picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. And you can also see how Mike has definitely gotten quite a bit of sun today. Yikes. Oof. I had the sunscreen on, but at some point it sweated off. But I'm wearing a Stitcher shirt. Stitcher no longer exists. The remnants of it got bought up by Pandora. And then Pandora got bought up by XM Sirius. And anyway, it says Radio On Demand. It was one of the first podcast apps where you didn't actually have to download the podcast to your phone in order to listen to it. That was a thing. You couldn't listen to a podcast otherwise. It was a long, tedious, annoying process in the beginning of podcasting. Actually, the early years of this podcast, since we're at episode 3326, 3326, and that was back in the beginning days at episode 1 or 2 or somewhere there, you had to download the podcast to listen to it. But see the picture...
Who are you? You're crazy. Ah, this is madness.
Thank you very much. See a picture of me? No, wait. It's not of me. It is of this cool Arneson Park house that's dilapidated, and it's in Benicia. And if you're in Benicia, you need to see it because it's very cool out on the water there. Kind of reminds me of something you'd see maybe in New England. But... the picture there of the podcast picture, mikesdailypodcast.com, and the video of yours truly, you can find there too. There's a link that says see the video of the podcast here. Okay, so we did not also do a podcast on Monday because it was National Onion Ring Day, and you gotta take the day off when it's National Onion Ring Day. Which is odd because it's also National Kissing Day. It was on Monday. National Kissing Day. So I don't know if people necessarily want to kiss each other after eating onion rings. But it's also National Pet Choking Prevention
Mike
Day.
Scavenger Hunt.
I'm looking through all these bizarre holidays or days of acknowledgement, I guess. It says here, according to, and that Juneteenth information, also from nationaltoday.com, but this here, tragically, it says, nationaltoday.com says, over 200,000 pet choking incidents occur annually in the U.S., costing pet parents millions of dollars in veterinarian fees, and also, of course, it's an emotional toll. These pet choking tragedies cause panic, fear, and anxiety to pet parents. Inspired by one simple goal of creating an awareness and education of pet parents towards eliminating all pet choking incidents. And there, that is what is the day is about. And oh, this person is introing me as if I forgot
for
who I am.
For your entertainment, the one, the only, Mike Matthews!
I guess it is food choices that cause the choking risks. Oh, thank you for that intro. And certain toys can cause choking incidents. So, the top five choking hazards for dogs are, you know, the toy balls, sticks, chew toys. Oh, that's true. Bully stick. I remember, okay. This one here, for sure, definitely, because this happened to Basil once he choked on one of these. Bully sticks, those treats, and they're these chews, basically, that take the dog. It's supposed to involve the dog in a way to keep him busy, is chewing on it. The problem is, my tip to you is a lot of dogs, they want to just eat it. You know, they're so used to just eating the food. And suddenly there's this thing here they got to chew and chew and work on and chew. And they get very, like kids, they get all full of, I want something now, instant gratification. So they try and eat the whole thing, and that's when they choke. So be careful of those, you know, cow ears or whatever they have at the pet store. It may seem like, oh, I know Ralphie the dog's going to love chewing on that, but... He may also, you need to monitor them and keep an eye on them, because that definitely happened to me. And they will also eat things, dogs will, like food packaging. If they can get into the trash, anything that tasty food that smells good, they'll chew on that and maybe eat it. Maybe eat like the pizza box or whatever. So you have to be aware of that as well. Cats tend to choke on string. I never knew that.
Wow.
As my mom used to say, wow shuts wow, when I would tell her something amazing. They also, it says here, window blind cords. The cords you use to pull, because they play with it and they eat it and then they choke on it. They choke on those wand. Cats love wand toys. you know, the little like fishing pole, something on a wand that you move around. They love that. The wand, the cat wand thing is the, forget about playing with a ball of string. This is the greatest toy of all time. Cats just love this stuff. Instantly, my Patches, who's the feral cat that adopted us, and we don't know how old exactly he is. He was, the doctor took a look at him 5 years ago. We had to catch him in a trap in order to have a doctor look at him. And the doctor said, we think he might be about 5 years old. And that was 5 years ago. So he could be quite up there. But as soon as you get a wand out,
Newsbleed section.
And he will play the news here in the Newsbleed section. Cats love wands because it suddenly brings Patches to life. Running after that wand. Also, cats will choke on plastic, rubber bands, and hair ties. So be careful of all of that with your pet. And that was the big reason why we took yesterday off, is to call attention to that on National Pet Choking Prevention Day. And also to remind you to kiss the one you love, because it was National Kissing Day. Ah, all these wonderful days. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Maritopica. No, the opposite.
Micropedia Insanica.
As I look through the new Micropedia Insanica here, ticket sales for the Broadway season that just ended exceeded almost $2 billion, which is a new record. The surge in ticket sales means that consumers are still willing to splurge on experiences. Ah! This despite the fact that costs are up to make Broadway productions. Well, in general, inflation and everything, and costs are, prices are up. But people are still going to Broadway. Fascinating. Will they go see Alanis Morissette? I don't know if she's on Broadway. I was at the library today and I saw a book about Alanis Morissette, all about her big days when she was so popular in the 90s. And I did not check it out, but, or actually check it out. And, you know, you check it out at the library. First you check it out and then you check. Anyway, cafe anyway. Alanis Morissette quickly sold her Bay Area estate, almost getting $10 million for it. Alanis says sold her home, which is in Lafayette. If you know where that is, it is just east of Oakland. You got to go through that tunnel to get there. And it is, I guess, I know somebody that lives in Lafayette and works in San Francisco at one of the, well, the news station, one of the news stations. I guess it's basically the only news station left, but he works there and drives from Lafayette in his big, huge truck. He's in a pickup truck driving to a radio job. Makes no sense. Okay, you know, use that truck if you're working in the construction industry and you're moving stuff around. But going to a radio job where you're going to have to pay for two parking spaces in San Francisco, where you get charged so much for parking, unbelievable. Caldecott Tunnel. Alanis sold. I keep wanting to say says. What does Alanis say? Alanis says, thank you.
Oh, not that kind of bee sting, luckily. This one is by the Wombats.
It's a DJ.
And as always, you are listening to KCRH 89.9 FM, the East Bay's best variety.
Oh, look, a DJ. I wonder if he's going to play Alanis Morissette.
And hey, we have a request.
Oh!
The request is from Mike from Castro Valley.
Hey, that's me!
He is requesting Talk to You Later by The Tubes.
Woo!
So let's go ahead and play that. Here is Talk to You Later by The Tubes.
Thank you, Chris. Chris the DJ. I have Chris to thank for me interviewing Monty Byram recently, the guy who wrote and produced some of Eddie Money's famous stuff and knew Eddie Money pretty well, and Buck Owens, and he had a lot of interesting stories to tell. Go back and you can listen to those podcasts from a few weeks ago. I think starting with FFFF episode 3315. But we are on FFF episode 3326, 3326. It is not ironic. It's pricey, the almost $10 million. The richly appointed Lafayette home includes a private library, gym, massage room. The library in Lafayette is amazing. The public library, you don't need your own private library, but she had one. She had a private gym, a massage room, and a yoga space because she's Alanis Morissette. The home went on the market on May 12th.
News random.
The news random here says she originally asked for $7.5 million, but then it sold for $2 million plus that, or 7.5 plus 2 million. It's 9.6 million to be exact. Back in 2018, though, she paid only a little bit less than 5 million for the dwelling. So she ended up making over $4 million, $4.5 million off of that. Four and a half plus. Girl power. Alanis Morissette. Also, over 490,000 girls play volleyball in high school. That is more than the number of boys who play baseball or soccer. Volleyball is a massive sport for girls and women. Almost 1.5 million people watch the 2025 NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship game. So have fun playing volleyball. And also, whatever else you're doing this summer, stay in the shade. I tried to. It did not work so well for me. Got quite tan and not quite burnt because I had sunscreen on, but oof. I was melting. Interest in all... Always wear your sunscreen.
That's a nightmare of a show.
I'm just saying, wear your sunscreen. Why does that make that this a nightmare of a show? Judgmental. Interest in all-inclusive resorts is booming this summer. Historically popular with budget travelers, the all-inclusive vacation is now appealing to higher-income travelers and families looking for luxury at a fixed cost without surprises. Hotels.com, I say hotels. Some people say hotels, but I say hotels, said that searches for all-inclusive resorts from the start of this year through June 1st jumped 70% compared to last year. Wow. More than double the amount of people were more interested this year. Once people get there, they usually want to return. So 84% of people who have stayed at an all-inclusive resort were repeat visitors. 84%. Wow, that's way over half. That's like way over three-fourths. Way over that. Because I know some bit of math, not much. But a little more than half.
I just want to thank everyone for joining us here on this show. This is great.
Thank you. You're great for saying that. Little less than half, however, of travelers have stayed at an all-inclusive spot at least 4 times. Some all-inclusive places or all-inclusives now cater to high-income vacationers with amenities like private butlers. Whoa. But you may have enough money for a butler, but money can't buy an election. California Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Steyer spent $216 million of his own money and got only, we'll be generous and say 22% of the vote in California at our election that we had at the beginning of the month, where everybody's like, why is it taking California so long to count their votes? That got played over and over in the news. And the other thing that got played way too much in the news was saying over and over again when SpaceX, when it's a private offering.
Wine. Well, I like that.
As I whine about this.
White man wine list.
Thank you. The initial public offering of SpaceX on paper made Mr. Elon Musk a trillionaire, the first trillionaire in the world. On paper. It's not like he had $1 trillion in his wallet I don't know how on earth that every news agency, every news company had to say that over and over again. It SpaceX with its IPO made Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire. Well, you know what? It's okay. It makes sense that a company, there are now the first $1 trillion company, I forget what it was, but it came about just a few years ago. So logic would say whoever is running that company or has the most money involved with that company would become a trillionaire already. So Elon Musk did it in such a way that on paper he is a trillionaire. I don't want to get too much into the semantics of it, but it just got annoying to hear that over and over again. And the thing about California not counting its votes fast enough. We've never counted our votes lightning quick. We have mail-in ballots from all over the state. During COVID, because we were, for gosh sakes, even the fountain, the water fountains, the drinking fountains in the public parks, those were all turned off. So anybody that was out there just, oh, I'm really thirsty on a hot day like I was today. Thankfully, I found a water fountain that worked, a drinking fountain. But during COVID, nope, forget about it. Shut them all down. And not only that, put a garbage bag over it. So people get, you know, if they don't get the idea right away when they go to turn it on, they're not supposed to drink water from it. We're going to put a garbage bag over it to stop you because we don't want you to get COVID because we're California. So that is why with the mail-in ballots, that became a thing where we all got mail-in ballots and that never went away. And then, of course, the Republicans, oh my gosh, they're cheating. That I will tell you that one time I had a little bit of an issue turning in a ballot that, let's just say, the signature was a little bit off. And they checked it so many times. I had to send in all these samples of my actual signature. And they were on it, like, right away. They saw my ballot and said, Mr. Matthew, something's off here. So don't go saying we're crooked. Republicans already hate us. Because we've got all these Democrats in office here. Even though the Steve Hilton, whatever, the British guy that's a Republican, because we're California, we can't just have a normal Republican. He's got to sound British. What is that? Nah, I'm getting all my facts wrong here, I know, but still, he did really well. He was like second just behind Becerra. So what? When it comes to California and Republicans in other parts of the country making fun of us, that gets me. I just want to just have someone yell at me over the phone.
You bum, you louse, you good for nothing. Answer the phone. What do you do all day?
I'm sorry. Hey, but if you feel differently, there's a number that you can call. We will get to that in just a moment. But first, look who's here. Hi, man. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. Hi, yeah. Doing I by my horse, Nelly.
It's a disgruntled player, tell you what.
What?
Yeah, there's just so many Democrats in this state. And have you seen the homeless issue problem? Where you go out and there are all these people that are living out of their living on the street with their tent. And they're, have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time. When I ride BART, I definitely see it. I see a lot of it because a lot of tent cities pop up around train tracks. And the BART in parts of the East Bay follows along a discontinued train track. So why I don't know if the train, when it got discontinued, if the land there became for everyone's use. I don't think so, but I think Caltrans has something to do with it or Amtrak. Somebody has something to do with it. Anyway, it becomes, yeah, no, it wasn't always like that. And I've lived here now for 17 years and I've seen it get worse and worse and worse. So we do need to do something about it. And this last governor wasn't doing anything about it. So we'll hopefully, you know, I don't know. I don't think we had the best turnout for this election at the beginning of June, but the next one that's coming up in November, hey, everybody, you definitely got to vote. And research and look around. You know, don't just go with your emotional gut thing. Whatever it is that you're manipulated by, whatever media you watch or the podcast you listen to or watch. People watch podcasts. They watch political podcasts. All these political podcasts where they make it look like a new actual news show. They watch that and they think they're watching real news. So, but anyway, this has been a problem for decades now. Just make sure you get somebody in there in office that's going to make things better here in California. That's all I ask.
We actually scheduled a whole bunch of people to watch the drop boxes so we wouldn't have any shenanigans going on there. We followed the persons that picked up the ballots to the election center in Ventura Government Center and made sure they arrived without excess baggage to accompany them. So with that being said, when the results were posted on It's Official, Yes on 50 had won, we knew they didn't have time to count because we stood there and watched every single person arrive in Ventura County.
Look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, I make the delicious fruit beer. Has to run now.
I need to stay hydrated. I was too much sun today there. That's really good root beer. How are things in the basement?
Mike, I make the root beer in the basement, and people come down there and see me, and sometimes it's falling the root beer vat. I don't know if that's actually a health problem that we're going to get in trouble for, but I think people have a good time coming down to visit me because I make the root beer. Drink right now, I'll cut you.
Okay, I'll have a little bit left. Exquisite. Best root beer ever. What do you think about all that? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation, freedom, foam for all.
But I'm number one, and I promise to help Trump coordinate all the disinformation we'll be putting out on X.
Oh, yep. Is that right?
Good times. Good times.
Yes.
Thank you, Elon. And, of course, my number two guy, RFK Jr. Get over here, RFK.
Right.
Yes. First of order of business is overhauling the healthcare system.
Is that right?
No worms.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening to this show. Oh, wear your sunscreen.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now. Mike's Daily Podcast @gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.